Talking with TD.
Touchdown, Tennessee!
The latest on the Two-Tone Blue with ESPN's Teron Davenport.
Put up a shut-up, Teron.
This is Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
Here we go. Yes, yes, you are now talking with TD. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. We have Elijah Campbell over there hitting the switches, making this thing work. We have a great show today. We're going to go wide receiver heavy. Got Eric Ezukama out of Texas Tech. We got Speedy Naylor from Michigan State. Yes, a Derek Mason special. He gets Derek Mason's stamp of approval, so we'll definitely get into that with Speedy. I'm looking forward to this show. It's just another day closer, man. 2 weeks until the draft. We're going to keep this thing rolling. It blew by. And next thing you know, we're going to be talking, sitting there at third and home, you know, talking shop. We have a special presentation coming for you, so we'll get into that as the promotions continue to roll out. But before we do that, let's go ahead and get this Run TMC segment going. What's that music, please? Here they come. I don't want strings. I want strings. Yeah. All right, all right, all right. As the music fades, the lights dim. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the Great Western Forum. As the music comes back in, we announced Magic Johnson. We announced Byron Scott. We announced Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We announced Kirk Rambis. And now, starting at shooting guard, number 21, Michael Cooper!
I'm done, man. I'm done. And now, starting for your Denver Nuggets, not T.R. Dunn, but Alex English.
Dan Issel is going to call me Mark. And you, well, I'll be Kiki Vandeweghe.
Oh, Kiki Vandeweghe. Wow, that's old school right there. You remember Kiki? You weren't even born at that time.
Man. Shoot,
I'm
you
from Denver,
crazy.
Colorado. I'm a Nuggets fan.
I remember Kiki Vandeweghe, man. What you talking
Kiki
about?
Kiki Vandeweghe, T.R. Dunn, little shorts.
Yeah, man.
Look like one of the whispers.
But, hey, it's too bad we didn't have it on video because you could have saw my head shaking when I said Michael Cooper. You'd have been dying.
Dude, you got me on that one, man. That hurt me on that one. He had the big socks and little bitty shorts and that little bitty mini afro.
Yeah, but he was stopping everybody on defense, man.
So what's going on with you, man? The draft is a couple of weeks away, man. I know you're excited. I know you've been doing your homework, man. What is going on the home front, man?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good start. The Titans obviously didn't make a lot of the big splash moves that other teams have made. You know, they didn't spend the U.S. budget like the Raiders did, but
man.
They still, I think they got better in certain ways. So let's look at that, just like the overall picture in the AFC. This is a team that was the top seed in the AFC last year. I don't know that it happened this year. I mean, the perfect storm blew through last year. This year is probably going to be a different story. But so I guess let's look at where the Titans rank within the division first. Do you see them winning the AFC South again this year?
I do, but I think it's going to be a little closer than last year. I mean, last year was kind of tight. It was two games, you know, away from Indianapolis Colts, and I think we're going to see the exact same thing this year. I mean, I know the Houston Texans, we don't know about them. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're getting a lot of players, but you still got to work together as a team. But I think the Tennessee Titans are still the top dog in the AFC. I mean, I know everybody's crying about, you know, the quarterback situation with Tannehill. I mean, that whatever. But when you still got that nasty defense with Simmons, Autry, Dupree, you got Caleb Farley coming back. They're talking about him having a great offseason. So when you're having a defense that's nasty like that, I still pick the number one in the AFC South.
Okay, number one in the AFC South. Do you see two teams making it out of that division?
Yes. You already know where I'm going with. Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, so you got those. All right.
I got those two.
Let's look at the AFC North.
Okay. I know everybody's screaming the Cincinnati Bengals, which is correct. I mean, they had a great – they went to the Super Bowl and everything.
And they bolstered that line.
They did, but the thing about it is they were hunting teams. Now they're the hunted.
Yes.
So that's a little different. I know you're going to say this. I know everybody's going to say Baltimore Ravens. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
And the reason why I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers is because, you know, they had a down year last year. I know they barely squeaked by to get into the playoffs. But it's just something about the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a bad season that coach just finds a way, Tomlin just finds a way to have a successful year after that. So I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
With Mitchell Trubisky as the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I just think I understand, you know, the quarterback situation is not good, but it's just the culture that they're in, the mentality that they're in. And, you know, you talk about Trubisky, he has something to prove. I mean, he has something to prove because everybody's talking about he's a bust. You know, he struggled in Chicago, all those things. So you don't think he's going to play well? I don't know. I'm just picking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I guess they're hoping he goes to Rich Gannon, Ryan Tannehill.
I know, find your way late in your career path.
But I can't see that one. I'm going with the Ravens. I think the Ravens win that division. And you look at
– Oh, they got Calais Campbell back. Is that him? I think they
signed – they re-signed Cookie Monster. Yo, his voice sounded, he's crazy. That's a big joker, too, man.
He's a big man.
Good Lord. I remember just a quick story. Jacksonville, it was that Thursday night game where it was raining. And I remember I was down there on the field. I ducked out of the, because it started raining, I ducked into the Jaguars tunnel. And I hear these thunderous claps coming. And I'm like, dang, who is this? And then I hear this voice, come on, let's go, let's go. I turn around. I see this long. He is long, man. I was like, "Good Lord!" I said, "Man, let me get up out of his way, man." But he,
like,
yeah,
that's you?
That's a big, big joker, man. Calais Campbell.
Like, who is you?
Yeah, man. I was, you know, you got to calm that down, man. Thunderclaps like that.
Oh man! But
no, they got him back. Yep. You know, the thing that really they didn't re-sign Brandon Williams. You know, he's out there. But, you know, you got the linebackers that are so-so.
Absolutely.
I think that secondary with Marlon Humphrey coming back, Marcus Peters coming back, they're pretty solid there. I just like the offense. I think Rashad Bateman's going to take a step. Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson. And they'll be getting –
they're going to have to get some weapons, though.
Yeah, I mean, they will have to get some weapons. They'll probably go – I could see them going center. But I just think when you look at that team, I think they're in good shape as far as winning that division. And I'm not going to go with Cleveland because they're just Cleveland.
No, I don't know what the heck is going on in Cleveland. I know they got Watson, but, you know, when you're losing a whole bunch of players and, you know, they don't know what's going on, I don't have faith in them either.
So you have just the Steelers coming out of the AFC North.
And, I mean, no, not just – I said I picked them to win the AFC North, but Cincinnati and Pittsburgh come out of there. No. Can I pick three? Two? Golly. I'm going to have to go with – I'm going to go with Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Okay, so Cincinnati does not make the playoffs.
I don't think so, because coming off a Super Bowl run, everybody's going to be hunting them as opposed to them being hunted.
Okay, so let's move it to the AFC West.
Okay.
This is the tough one.
I want to go with Kansas City, but when you lose Tyreek Hill, it changes a lot of things. You look at the L.A. Raiders, you know, they got Devontae Adams, who is a game changer. And then you got the Chargers that, you know, picked up some defensive guys and some offensive guys. And then you got the Broncos, golly, that just got Russell Wilson quarterback, but the defense needed to be improved. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders. Man.
Just the Raiders.
Just the Raiders.
Ooh.
No, with two guys coming out of there, I say the Raiders and Kansas City.
Okay, so that means only one team could come out of the AFC East.
Oh, no, man.
The Dolphins spent like crazy.
Yeah, they did.
The Patriots are the Patriots.
Dude, yeah.
The Jets are the Jets.
Golly.
And then you got the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, golly. Don't do it to me, T-Money.
Hey, listen, I got a song for you. You want to hear it? Here it go.
What is it?
I got a feeling Buffaloes are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, dude.
This is not the last time, but Buffaloes are going to – That is a song that people could be singing, man.
Oof.
I think the Bills are a favorite to go to the Super Bowl this year.
But see, here's the thing, man. You know, they struggle a little bit on the offensive line, and they need to run the ball better. So who do they get? Who's our best run blocker in the Tennessee Titans?
Roger Saffold.
Rogers, and he's physical. He's a good run block. I know he struggles a little bit in pass pro, but they're going to find a running back. They're going to run the rock and have a passing game with Diggs. Just signed a big-time contract. So coming out of there, you know the Buffalo Bills, but, I mean, you know, Belichick is sneaky also. So, you know, even though, you know, Belichick is the dog, he's a great coach. I mean, I think he's the best coach of all times. But I go with you 100%. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills, man.
So if you do the seeding.
I can't do it.
I got my seeding.
okay.
I'll see what you think of yours. Okay. So I'm just going to map this thing out. AFC West. I'm with you on the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because they also acquired Chandler Jones. You know what I mean? So that's a major acquisition as well. Yannick Ngakoue went to the Colts, which is interesting.
They're going to be good.
And you got Deo Odengbo, Vandy product. He he actually is going to be back. So my four division winners, Bills, Raiders, Titans, Ravens. So now we have to, because it's what? What is it, eight teams that make the
seven. Yeah.
Okay. So my second. This is tough.
It's tough, man.
My second team out of the AFC North is the Bengals.
I agree.
I have the Colts going.
Yeah, I do too.
And out of the West, I have the Chiefs. So as far as seeding is concerned, this is interesting. I'm going to go Bills.
Me too.
Raiders.
I'm going to go with
Titans, Ravens.
Oh.
And then from there, I'm going to Bengals at five.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals will be the highest wild card.
Okay.
The Chiefs will be six.
Okay.
And the Colts will squeak in there. So, in recap, we got the bye, the first yeah. Number one is the Bills, two is the Raiders, three is the Titans, four is the Ravens, five is the Bengals, six the Chiefs, seven the Colts. Now, this is pre-draft. Things could change pretty quickly. You look at the Bengals, right? They got that guy named Ja'Marr Chase. And,
oh, he's a dog.
Hey, things were different.
Jeez.
So it can change. So let's look at yours. Who do you have? So you got AFC East, you got the Bills winning it?
I got the Bills winning and the AFC East and the AFC North. I know you think
you got
I'm
the
crazy
Steelers
about this. I got the Steelers. The AFC South, I got the Tennessee Titans. I just think they're better on defense. And then the AFC South, this one is tricky. I love Kansas City, but I'm going with the Raiders. That's my top four division winners.
Okay. So out of those, how do you seed them?
I say Bills one. I say Raiders two. I see Titans 3, and I see Ravens 4.
So we're very similar as far as Bills, Raiders, Titans, and then AFC North.
Right.
I have the Ravens. You have the Steelers.
Yes.
Okay, so your wild card teams, or like if you had to pick, you know, the non-division winners, three non-division winners.
Then my fifth team would be Kansas City getting in.
Okay.
I mean, we know that that's my fifth team because I got the Raiders winning the AFC West.
Okay.
So they're five. Then I got, don't forget, the Indianapolis Colts. I got six.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know that's great. I don't know. And
Chargers?
But
that would be three teams out of the AFC West. Patriots? Dolphins?
I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I mean, this is hard because you just don't know. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I know that, you know, we kind of got an idea of the divisional winners, but when you're talking about after that, I mean, it's just tough to really see because you don't know which team is going to be coming out the gate, you know, firing on all cylinders. You know, which team is going to start slow. So it's going to be tough, man. I don't know because everybody in AFC South has bolstered their roster.
Oh, they did quietly. They have. I just wanted to do this just for right now, because I mean, it could obviously change. It could obviously change.
Yeah.
you know. Yeah. But I wanted to get your thought process right now. So let's re-channel back into the Titans. Do you feel that they got better?
I think, and I say this respectfully, I think they did okay. And the reason why I say that they're okay, because it all depends on what Robert Woods does. I mean, Robert Woods, they acquired him from the Rams. He's a great player, great stats when he's in the game, but he's coming off a knee injury. I mean, when you're playing wide receiver, you're going to have to get off the press. You're going to have to accelerate. You're going to have to decelerate. You're going to have to stop and start. So if he comes back, you know, 100% healthy, I think the Tennessee Titans are in great position to accommodate A.J. Brown.
And it was a late knee injury, too.
The 10th game.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. At 26.
Oof.
I mean, they've kind of positioned themselves to almost, I'm not going to say have to, but you really, really got to, you really got to look hard at the receivers that are left there.
You got to.
Because you don't pick again until 90.
I know.
Now, if you're able to trade back, you know, why haven't we talked about George Pickens on this show?
I know from Georgia.
Yeah. Why haven't
He's
we talked about him?
Great route runner.
He is a dog. You know, the one thing that concerns me. And if he comes here, you probably need to get with him.
Okay.
Because going against a corner like Jalen Ramsey.
Oh.
And I'm not talking about the physical side of things. I've said this multiple times, you know, when I'm talking receivers. The mental side. Jalen Ramsey will know your girlfriend's name and say that he went to dinner with her or something like that. Like, you have to be able to withstand that mental abuse that Jalen Ramsey's going to give you.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at Pickens. You remember the freshman year?
Yeah.
He got into it, right? And he ended up having to miss a game.
See.
An important game. The first half of it.
Yeah.
That's something that you can't afford to have happen. But, man, when it comes to that dude is
he's a dog, man. But let me ask you this question, TD. The Tennessee Titans hit a 26, okay? And, you know, Olave and Garrett's off the board. You got Jamison Wilson at Alabama. He got hurt, you know, last year. Would you take a chance on him?
That's the tough part. They need something now.
That's what I'm saying.
They need it now, so they can't.
No.
They can't do it.
You can't have two guys with knees.
They can't do it. They can't. Know? It's unfortunate, but they're in a position where they need something from a receiver now, immediately. Yeah. Christian Watson is very interesting.
He is, you know. I mean, just like you said, George Pickens, you know, Jahan Dotson from Penn State, you know, the kid from Boise State, a slot receiver, Khalil
Shakur.
Yeah, he's not bad at all. So, you know, there's a lot of rich, you know, talent in this draft at wide receiver. It's just that which guy is a good fit for the Tennessee Titans. That's what's going to be the key.
I tell you, third, fourth round, we're going to have him on a little bit later.
Okay.
Eric Ezukama.
Oh, I haven't seen him. Is he pretty good?
Listen, he's He'll play, you know, he'll play that slot for you, X, Z.
Mm-hmm.
He's very talented, very talented. And, I'm going to see what he thinks when I say it. But, I mean, when it comes to all these Deebo Samuel comparisons, I think he really fits that bill because if you watch how he plays, how he runs through tackles and how there are times where defenders don't want to tackle him. That's it right there. But, I mean, we've talked a lot about receivers, at 26. I just think end of the day, they need to figure out where Robert Woods is going to be as far as 100%. To start the season because they can't afford to have, a group trot out like they did in that Jets game, you know. So
I know.
That's something that's going to be there to watch.
Nah, it's going to be important, big dog.
So I'm glad we got to run through, the rankings there. So we'll continue to do these different things. Next week, that'll be the week before the draft. So we'll look at something else to do next week.
Let's do this next week. Let's take a poll and see if, you look like Craig Mack or Sam Cassell or Isaac from the Love Boat. I mean, I think we'll take a poll and see which one they pick.
Yeah, yeah, we could take – we'll see if you look like Rampage, the last Boy Scout, Tyrone Hill, or Peebo Bryson. Yeah, it works.
Get off my phone, man. Peace out, TD.
All right. Hey, it's Teron Davenport. You ever had to sit and wait for 2 hours or longer to get new tires put on your car? Well, you don't have to do that anymore. Call my friends at Freedom Tire Guys. They're Nashville's premier mobile tire company that does it all. New tires, balance, rotation, everything. And they come to you. Your work, your job, your house, you name the spot. Head online to FreedomTireGuys.com, fill out their tire calculator, pick your new tires, and schedule your service date. It's that easy. If you don't see something you like, give them a call and they'll find it for you. Check them out today at FreedomTireGuys.com.
This is J.M. Brown, and you're now talking with TD.
All right, back from the break, talking with TD. We're going to keep this thing going, man. You know I got to get my receivers in, and you hear that California love, because we're going to bring in a California guy. That's right, Michigan State wide receiver, return man, everything, Jalen Naylor. Jalen, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just chilling right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you coming on. I guess we'll start with this, right? Because I mean, your nickname is Speedy. I know. You did your thing in high school on the sprints, state champ. That name, like, how did you get that? That's something that somebody just threw on you from high school.
Somebody gave me that. My first football coach, actually, he gave me that nickname. Coach Haywood, yes, sir.
That's what's
he gave me that. I believe the first week of practice, we was doing sprints or something like that, and I was just winning like every one. So by the end of the week, he just started calling me Speedy, and then everybody else from there. So I just took that from there.
Just took it and ran with it. And if you look at your numbers as a freshman, you averaged 19.8 yards per catch, four touchdowns that year. Obviously, you know, the speed was a factor in that. But I guess I want to go through just the whole process. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I look back and I watched the Rutgers game and they came up and pressed you. And it's funny because a guy who's called Speedy, I wouldn't expect DBs to come up and press too much. But, hey, look, if you want to take your chances,
right,
you could do it. So kind of take me through that process. I know it's different. Going against different types of corners. So let's just say, you know, a long corner, like maybe we'll take it back a little bit. Somebody like Aqib Talib, like a long 6'1 corner comes up and he's looking to press you. How do you go through that process of beating a guy like that?
Well, it'll just come from film throughout the week. Just see how he does press technique and what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are. And then just go from there. Once the game gets going, it's just more of a rhythm thing for me. Like, I like playing with the rhythm during the game. So just get a feel of how he's playing me press, and then just go from there.
Now, there's different ways that the guys approach it. You know, some like to just, you know, just react and you know, to what the DB does. Others, like, they have a plan on how they want to do it. How do you approach that?
Exactly.
Do you go in with a plan, or do you just like, okay, if he does this, I'm just going to do that? Like, does it just come naturally, or how's that work for you?
For me, I feel like it's a natural thing for me. Like, it just kind of happens. But I just been trying to work on just having a plan, having different plans for different things that the DB will do.
Are there any guys that you've watched, like, to, you know, gather things from as far as releases and those things are concerned?
Of course, Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, guys like that, you know, those are some of the top guys that release off the line. Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, you know, we got all type of guys in the league that are dominating and just getting off release so clean and so smooth pretty much all the time. So I just try to take tools from them and put it in my toolbox.
And what about the art of just being able to stack DBs? Because, you know, I see you do that really well. Can you just kind of, you know, take me through that process, like how that works?
Once Coach Tuck and him came, receiver coach, Coach Hawkins, he set us up with just staying on that red line and trying to fight the DB to work for that red line whenever we have a go call. So I think that's something that I was able to do pretty well because I'm pretty quick. My first step is pretty quick, so I'm pretty good at stacking DB. So I feel comfortable with doing that.
And we're talking to Jalen Naylor, Michigan State wide receiver. It's funny, man, because in watching your film, it just seems like, you know, three or four times a game, we see you running behind DB, so the speed is obviously there. But how much does that help you just being able to sell that go, throttle down, and work your way back to the quarterback on curls and comebacks and those type of routes?
It just helped me in general, you know, having tempo with my routes, changing speed throughout my routes to make it seem like I'm going deeper. You using my speed with the tempo changes to make it seem like I'm doing something I'm not, and then just being better than them at the top of the routes.
And what about the double moves? Because you are able to do that pretty well also. Is that just like a footwork thing or just, you know, what's with that?
That's honestly some of my favorite routes to run. Honestly, I love double moves. I don't know. I just enjoy running those routes.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just something that you're just able to do smoothly. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
That's kind of what it looks like for you. In addition to that, the versatility. You're not a one-trick pony, right? I mean, you could do the vertical side of things. But the thing that's really impressive is at your size, we see you jet sweeps. We see you getting the ball out of the backfield. All kinds of different things where your OC just finds ways to get you to football, tunnel screens, et cetera. For you, the versatility, you know, is that something that you work to have as one of your trademarks?
No, I just feel like that's something natural with me, just having that ball in my hands, just being able to make positive gains out of it. That's something that I've been doing ever since I started playing football.
What are some games that you would say, you know, people should look at to kind of get a good feel for how you are as a player?
You can look at the Rutgers game for sure. Yeah. the Pitt game, the bowl game.
Yeah.
West Kentucky game, you know, pretty much all the games I played in, there's definitely some good tape on there.
You know, the Penn State game, you know, I thought that was a good one, too. I like the way you went up and high-pointed the ball in the end zone. And then later on in that
year? Yeah. No, I didn't play that game.
Oh, no, not this past year, the 2020. Excuse me,
okay,
2020.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You.
I like that. And then also along the sideline, you went up and you caught a football. And you had the safety number one, he was bearing down on you, but you still held on to it.
Sir.
I like that because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, a guy's not that big. He's not going to be able to do that. But you proved that is something that you could do.
Yes, sir. You know, you always got to expect you're always going to get hit every time you catch the ball. So you just got to hold on to it and squeeze it.
Without a doubt. And then what about the return game? Is that something that, you know, you feel at the next level you'll be able to have an impact, punt return, kick return?
I feel like I can for sure. You know, I feel like I'm a versatile returner that can do things with the ball in his hands. You know, and that's something that I work on, been working on ever since college. You know, just catching punts and kickoffs. So I feel like I can do that at the next level.
And a few times throughout this this interview, like you've mentioned, Coach Tucker and the staff coming in. So we would be remiss if we didn't talk about that. Just how much did getting Coach Tuck in there, like how much did that help just really further showcase you as a player and just kind of like, you know, get you ready for the step you're about to take?
I feel like they just brought everybody in that was the right pieces to bring in the program to help evolve us as players. And that's something that I really enjoyed about being under Coach Tuck, playing for him, you know. It was a great time there these past 2 years, and I've definitely grown a lot as a man and as a football player tremendously.
What would you say was kind of your highlight of this past season? Was it you and Kenneth Walker running down the field shaking hands, or was it the 220 against Rutgers? And even, you know, with that, let's stick to that Rutgers game. I'm just trying to know, like what was on your playlist? What did you have for breakfast? Like, what went into that, man? Because you went off.
I mean, it was just my normal routine, you know, regular breakfast. You know, I listen to some of my Cali music before games, so I guess that hyped me up a little bit. And I was just feeling good that day, you know.
Yeah.
Came out to warm up just feeling real good, real smooth with everything. So I felt like it was going to be one of those games, and that's what happened.
That's what I was going to say when you were saying going through your routine and then you say you're feeling good. I was like, yeah, probably warm-ups. That's when it clicked like it was going to be a big day. But getting back to Coach Tucker, though, in all seriousness, what would you say was the highlight of this past season?
That's a tough one. There's a lot of great moments this past season, but I'll say either the Michigan game or the bowl game for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As you kind of have gone through your career, injuries are things that have crept up. For you as a player, you know, what do you think it will take for you to not have that issue at the next level?
Getting with the right people to perform work on my body, getting the right treatments every day, day in and day out, as much as I can, just to make sure my body is healthy and eating the right foods.
Yeah, diet is definitely key. Mm. As far as the combine is concerned, how was that experience for you? What did you like the most about that?
It was a great experience. It was a long experience, but mm-hmm. it was cool. I definitely enjoy, once in a lifetime experience. You definitely gotta make the most of those opportunities, and I feel like I did. I just enjoyed pretty much every day there, outside of the medical stuff. But everything else was real, real fun. Talking to the different teams, going out on the field in Indy, just performing in front of people on live television. Can't ask for more than that. Man, that's just the blessing, just to be in that type of environment.
No doubt. Well, what's some of the feedback you got? You say you met with some teams. And what were they saying? Obviously, they recognized the speed, but what did they say about your game?
They just like the way I play, like with my tempo. I play with pretty good tempo, and just being pretty good at the top of my routes. Just switching things up here and there, just being a little versatile.
Right. That's the thing. I like about you is your toughness. You know what I mean? You're not the biggest guy, but you're not just going to go down at the first bit of contact. You look at the Indiana game, right, where you caught that and you kind of ran through the safety to go to the end zone. That's a good example.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So
exactly. Don't shy away from contact at all.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. It's either me or you, and it definitely ain't going to be me. That's the approach you got to have to that, man. As far as some of the teams that you met with, were there any meetings that stand out, like any that you remember pretty well?
I'll say pretty much all the ones that I've had, I feel like they were great interviews. I feel like they enjoyed the meeting, and so did I. So I feel like I'm in a good place right now, just trying to stay positive,
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we have Eric Ezukama from Texas Tech, another receiver in this draft. I'm going to ask him the same thing, just what makes him the best receiver in this draft. But I'm going to give you the chance to explain what makes Jalen Naylor the best receiver in this draft. I'm going to give you the chance to explain that first. What's your reasoning?
I just feel like I feel like I'm one of the most versatile, definitely versatile player in the league that I can be in the league. Just my versatility, be able to go in the backfield, do jet sweeps, go deep, do the intermediate routes, the short routes. I feel like I can do it all. Do punt return, be a gunner on special teams, and just be an all around guy.
Oh, I like that. The gunner on special teams. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is trying to play right from the start. That's the mindset that you have to have. And your Titans, former Titans wide receiver Derek Mason, ladies and gentlemen, he gives his stamp of Jalen Naylor. So for those of you that haven't watched him play before, hey, that right there just explains it. So, Jalen, I appreciate you coming on. Definitely want to, keep up with how this process works for you, and I wish you the best over the next couple weeks and also into your NFL career.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on here.
For sure. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Yes, sir.
This is Elijah Molden. I'm talking with TD.
All right, back from the break. You hear what they're saying, who you come to see, who y'all want. Easy. That's exactly who we're going to give you our next guest, Texas Tech wide receiver. You know what? I'm going to call him wide back because he could do all of that. We're going to bring in Eric Ezukama. Eric, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, for sure, man. How you like that intro? We want easy.
Hey, I like it, man. That's the nickname, man. We stick with it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I guess we'll get into let's start before you got to Texas Tech. I know, you know, you've played a variety of positions, running back, receiver, quarterback, even some defense. How did you settle on the receiver position once you got to Tech?
I started playing receiver my sophomore year of high school. And, you know, once I started, you know, it was kind of tough at first learning how to play football, you know, as a receiver and running routes and trying to get open. But, you know, just kind of adapting to that and, you know, getting with my quarterbacks and, you know, getting that timing down as well as working on my routes and my technique. But, you know, I kind of outgrew the running back position, but, you know, I still play that way. I still play hard when I run the ball, and it's just something that will, you know, never go away. It's kind of like riding a bike.
Yeah, for sure. And we definitely see that in watching you play, the versatility, the ball-carrying ability. You know, at 6'3", 209, I mean, we see you lining up all over the place, even in the backfield. And that's something that really attracted me to your game, right? The versatility, jet sweeps, bubble screens, lining up at X, Z, you know, even in the slot position. What is it about your skill set that allows you to play all of those things?
Man, just over the years of playing football, I started playing football in second grade, so I've had a handful of positions I've played. I've played all the positions: quarterback, running back, safety, linebacker, receiver. So, you know, just being able to learn the game through different positions and putting that in all in one position, it just kind of helps me with my game, and, you know, it helps the game slow down.
Do you feel like that versatility is your calling card? Like, is that what really everyone has to make sure that they come away from watching you, that's the thought that, hey, man, this guy was so versatile?
For sure. You know, I feel like, you know, some guys, you know, one-trick ponies, you can only use them, like, you know, in the red zone or a certain down distance. But with me, I can play, you know, I can make a play anywhere on the field. You know, wherever you need me, I can go, you know, catch that, you know, red zone ball for the touchdown, or I can, you know, take a jet sweep to the crib or catch that slant and go 60 with it. So, like, with me, being versatile is really, you know, my niche, and, you know, I feel like, you know, not all guys have that, and I feel like that's what makes me different from everybody else.
And the thing I like is there's examples of that sprinkled throughout your tape, right? You look at the Kansas State game, you talk about taking a jet sweep and taking it to the house. You look at the Houston game. I mean, that showed you high pointing the ball along the sideline. You caught the screen, and you took that one to the house. And you had another one where it looked like you broke like four or five tackles on that screen against Houston. And those are examples, because anytime I talk about your game, this is what I say, Eric. I say, you know, everyone throws this Deebo Samuel comparison out on like, they're very fast to put that out there. But I think your game is the one that really deserves that sticker being put on it. This is a Deebo Samuel type of guy. What do you think of that?
You know, Deebo Samuel is one of the best in the game right now. So, you know, that's not a bad comparison. I actually, you know, I see that in my game with the way, you know, I take screens and, you know, I'm not looking to get tackled. And Deebo is the same way. But, you know, I also add that extra piece of my game with, you know, my big body ability in order to go up and get the ball over a defender, you know, and that's kind of, you know, what makes me a little bit different. But I like the Deebo comparison. I do watch his film, and you know, I like how he high steps over tackles and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Who are some guys? And we're talking to Eric Ezukama, Texas Tech wide receiver. Who are some guys that you've watched and you know, have looked to pull things from?
Growing up, I was watching Odell Beckham Jr. He was idol. He was my idol for sure. And the way he played and the way he moved after the catch, that's kind of how I wanted to model my game. But, you know, as I progressed as a receiver and realized I'm a little bigger than Odell, and I started to kind of watch Justin Jefferson and Keenan Allen, the way he runs his routes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Justin Jefferson, the way he's so fluid with his motions and the way, you know, he's built kind of resembles me in a way.
Yeah, those are two route technicians you mentioned right there. And it's funny, you mentioned two guys that wear number 13. You happen to wear that too. I don't know if there's an influence there or what, but, you know, from 84 to 13. The route running, though, is that something that you feel is an area where, you know, you can elevate your game a bit?
For sure. You know, you can never get too good at running routes. I feel like running routes is, you know, an art. And with that, you got to, you know, always work on that. And I feel like, you know, once I, you know, get in a program with a veteran guy, I can get with him, you know, ask him what he does, and, you know, and so I can fix up, you know, the route running and make sure, you know, I can run routes at a high level.
Let's look at some of the games. I mentioned a few, but I want to get from you because, you know, a lot of my listeners, they haven't heard of you, right? They don't know who Eric Ezukama is. They don't understand why, you know, I pound the table when I talk about your game. What are some games that, you know, the listeners can look at to kind of get a feel and understanding of what you bring to the table?
Definitely the Houston game this past season. I actually broke my arm last April, so that was kind of a statement game for me, coming back from rehabbing, not having a full off season, and kind of going into that game with a chip on my shoulder, you know, to prove everybody that, you know, a little injury isn't going to stop me from playing at a high level. But Houston, then 2020, Oklahoma State,
mm-hmm.
and I like the Iowa State game from this past year. I felt like I did well, and when my teammates needed me most, I came through for them.
It seems like a lot of times, you know, they have you operating across the middle. You know, whether it's RPOs or, you know, just anything that your routes seem to always end up in the middle of the field. For you personally, like, what's the mindset that you have to be so willing to work the middle of the field the way that you do?
Man, you gotta be a dog. You gotta have like that dog mentality. And, you know, when you run across the middle, you can't think about, you know, getting hit. And, you know, that's why you gotta be in the weight room and gain that confidence in your body and the ability to take those hits and not be scared when you run through there. And, you know, I work very hard, you know, on my body to, you know, gain muscle and lift weights in order for me to feel that confidence when I run through the middle. So, you know, I jump before a ball and someone's jumping up with me. I have more confidence in myself that, you know, I'm probably going to, you know, this guy's probably going to bounce off me and I'm going to still make the catch.
Now, you mentioned the broken arm, and I know that happened. You landed awkwardly on it, and it was broken. You ended up not being able to be as involved, you know, during the off season and everything with the program. Did you learn anything about yourself or develop, like, a different understanding, or not understanding, but appreciation for the game of football itself while you were away from it?
Man, it was very humbling, and it was crazy because, you know, it was the last practice of spring football, and we're in thud pads. We're not even, you know, tackling or anything. I jump before a ball and I land awkwardly on it, and it's like in a flash, you know, I'm sitting out for 3 months rehabbing, and it's crazy because, you know, it only takes one play for your, you know, for something to happen,
mm-hmm.
for you kind of to step back and, you know, look at the game differently. Like, man, this is a gift, man. This is a privilege, and I want to cherish it. And I work very hard to get back. And, you know, I hope, you know, nothing like that happens again. And, you know, that I can play for a long time.
You had mentioned that, you know, one of the things that you're looking for is a team that knows how to use you and is able to help you stay healthy. Can you just elaborate on that? Like what it is exactly that you mean from that?
Just, you know, a program that's going to buy into me. I like being coached hard. You know, I appreciate coaches when, you know, they care for me and, you know, they check up on me and make sure I'm good. Not that I need it, you know, to keep going, but it is always good to have that comfort within your coaches, because that's who you are going to go to war for. That's who you want to fight for and run through a wall for. So, you know, nutrition, you know, getting with the nutritionist, making sure that I'm doing the right eating diet and all that stuff. And, you know, on the field, coaching me hard, making sure, you know, even though if I mess up, making sure I get it corrected and keep it rolling.
Sounds like you would like to play for the Titans coach, Mike Vrabel, because that's exactly how him and his staff are. That's interesting you mentioned that. We're talking to Texas Tech wide receiver Eric Ezukama. Eric, the combine, how was that for you? What were some of the highlights that you were able to pull out of that?
I really enjoyed the combine. Definitely the working out part with, doing the vertical jump and the broad jump and, you know, being out there with the guys that I've been training for months with. And it was a cool experience because, you know, we train for 2 months straight and we get out to the combine and we get to finally showcase what we've been training for. But I enjoyed the gauntlet drill, even though, you know, it was very nerve-wracking going into it. But as soon as, you know, I start catching the balls, it started flowing. And, you know, once I caught a rhythm, I just kept going and going. So, and it felt good to be out there.
Yeah, you caught the ball very smoothly in that drill. I'm glad you mentioned that because it was all hands, and you looked very comfortable doing that. So that's something we definitely should shout out. The training process, who were some of the guys that you were working with? Were you working in Dallas? Or?
Yes, sir. I was working in Frisco at Exos.
Guy, so, Brett. Yeah.
Yeah, Brett. Yes, sir. I was working with Traylon Burks, Danny Gray, Calvin Austin, Breece Hall, you know, some of the guys that I was training with every single day. It was an experience, and it was cool to be around those guys.
That's what's up. I was actually at the combine. I was down there in the Omni in their little center that they make. And when Breece Hall ran that 4.3, whatever it was, they went crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, Brent Callaway, that's my guy, man. I know if you were working with him, you were getting that work in. What's some of the feedback you got, you know, in talking to the coaches? I mean, did they really have an appreciation for your versatility, your toughness, and the things you bring to the table?
Yeah, I got a lot of good feedback going in. And, you know, I was kind of surprised because, you know, I'm a redshirt junior, underclassman guy. I didn't really get to go to the Senior Bowl and talk to coaches already. So it was my first time going into that and talking to NFL coaches. And, you know, they were very appreciative of my game and my toughness. And it was kind of eye-opening, like, wow, these NFL coaches are actually, like, you know, giving good feedback. Not because, you know, going in, you're kind of nervous and you're expecting, like, you know, them to critique you, like, the whole time. But I got a lot of good feedback from the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Jaguars. And I really appreciated that. But, you know, there was still, you know, film that we watched that, you know, I messed up on, and they asked me about, you know, what can I have done better, and, you know, I gave that feedback back. But, you know, it was a cool experience for sure.
That's what's up. And then in closing, I believe, you know, I know what a team will get if they draft you, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to say it. So teams on the board, they submit the card, and Eric Ezukama, wide receiver, Texas Tech. What are they getting when they announce that?
You're getting a dog. You're getting somebody that's hungry, someone that's going to come in and give you their all. Versatility, big body guy, work ethic on 100. I feel like I bring a lot to the table, you know, more than most guys in the draft, and I feel like I'm the best receiver in this draft. And with that, you know, that's what they're going to get. And, you know, whoever picks me up, no matter where it's at, they're gonna get 100% me. So
that's what's up. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on. Definitely going to keep track of how everything works. I know you just had a pro day as well, and that was impressive. So, man, just keep it up, man. It's a couple weeks, you're gonna find out where you're gonna spend the next 3 to 4 years of your life, man. I know that's got to be exciting.
Yes, sir, man. It's big, and you know it's gonna be life changing. You know, I hope I play for a long time and I can change my family's legacy and all that.
There you have it. Eric Ezukama, Texas Tech wide receiver. Eric, we appreciate you. Take care.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
So that was Eric Ezukama, Texas Tech wide receiver. Always good talking shop, man. He is a guy, like I said, he's very versatile. He could do it all. I make that Deebo Samuel comp. Shout out to Eric Ezukama. Shout out to Speedy Naylor for coming on, Michigan State wide receiver. He could go deep. And shout out to forever Titans receiver Chris Sanders. We got our rankings in, and Elijah Campbell, shout out to him. And shout out to each of you for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 2 weeks away. It is coming. It's going to be here. Stay tuned for continued draft coverage. I appreciate each of you for checking us out. Talking with TD, search us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you get your fine podcasts. You will find us there. First, subscribe if you haven't already. Rate, review. We appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. God bless and good night.